आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
Shankaracharya is condemning ego. We are discussing ego. And from verse number 298 to 309, he is criticizing and condemning ego. And he gives beautiful examples. In verse number 300, he gave the example of Rahu. Rahu, what Rahu does, it swallows sun or moon in solar or lunar eclipse. Similarly, he says this ahankar is like a Rahu. It swallows our Brahmananda, self, Satchidananda. It has covered, it has swallowed. Then what is to be done? In 301, he says, nisesataya binase. Nisesa, totally, you should destroy it. Totally. Okay. Shankaracharya, we are giving beautiful examples, and the examples given by you about 1,200-1,300 years ago also is still very valid also. In 302, he said, Brahmananda Nidhi, this Brahmananda Nidhi, Ananda Nidhi, the treasure is with all of us. This Brahmananda Nidhi, Nidhi is the treasure, is with all of us. But what happened? Mahabalpata ahankar gorahina sambeshtya. Sambeshtya means it has enwrapped. It has covered. This Brahmananda Nidhi is covered. Covered by what? He says, ghor ahina. Ahina means serpent. Snake. Terrible, dreadful snake has covered this Brahmananda. And how is that? It's very mighty. Balbata. This snake is very mighty. And where is this snake? Atmani. It is in mind. Where is Ahankar? Ahankar is in mind. He says Atmani. Where is the sitting? Atmani. And what is the characteristic of this snake? What is he doing? Rakshate. It is protecting. It is not allowing the Brahmanand to express. Or we could experience that. He is not allowing that. And what is the characteristics of this snake? Gunamai. Gunamai is full of guna, full of sattva rajas tamas. Like we say, na, Coca-Cola is sugar-may. Sugar-may. One glass of Coca-Cola, you will find how many spoons of sugar is there. So we can say it is sugar-may. So how is this snake? Gunamai. What is this guna? Sattva rajas tamas. Sattva rajas tamas-may. And Chandai. Chandai means dreadful. It is dreadful. Tribhi Mastakai, it has got three hoods. Tribhi. Three hoods means Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas, three hoods. The snake has got three hoods. What is to be done? In the third line, he says, Vichidya, cut it. Severe it. Cut this snake. Okay, Vichidya. Sir Satray. All these three roots, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, all three roots. If you want to go beyond Maya, you have to cross all three, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Sirstrayi. How? Vigyan Akhya Mahasina, with the sword of Vigyan. Named, Akhya means name. The sword named as Vigyan. We know Gyan, knowledge. Knowledge of Brahman, knowledge of Atman. Vigyan, Vishesh Gyan. Vishesh Gyan means you experience it. Aparocha Anubhuti. In Sravan Kal, we get the Gyan. And Aparocha Anubhuti will happen in Nididhyasan. Sravan, Manan, Nididhyasan. You are all acquainted with these words. Sravan, Manan, Nididhyasan. In Sravan, Gyan will happen. An aparoksha anubhuti will happen in nididhyasan. Vigyan akhya mahasina. But how that should be? Vigyan shruti mata. Shruti mata. According to the shruti, according to Veda, according to Upanishad. Don't say, I am self-made guru, I have realized. No. Shruti, according to the shruti, your realization should happen. And shruti says, sravan manan nididhyasan. Okay. So should I reduce ego from 100% to 50% or remove by 75%, 99%? Nirmulya! Nirmulya. Not even a trace of this ego should remain there. Nirmulya. Okay. Aham. Nirmulya ahi imam. Ahi means sarp, the snake. The snake should not be there at all. This I am. Then, nidhi sukukaram dhiro anubhoktum. Chama, chama. After killing ego, then a dhir person, who is a dhir person, a wise person, will be able to enjoy Brahmananda nidhi. So, first thing is to be done is to kill this ego, destroy this ego. And how much? Nirmulya. Nirmulya. Totally. Root it out. 100%. Then we will be able to enjoy this nidhi, this treasure, which is sukhakaram, which is bliss. Anubhoktum. He not said only bhoktum. Anubhoktum. This bhog, this enjoyment will happen after. After what? After you kill, after you destroy ego. Therefore, anu. Anu means paschat, after. Okay. Then he says, so first he gave an example that ahi is like Rahu. Ego is like Rahu. Second example, ego is like snake. Third example, he gives, ego is like poison, vis. In verse number 303, he said, Yavatva yath kinchit visdosa spurti asti chadehe. If in the body there is a little bit of poison, you say 0.001% poison is there. Katham arogya bhavet. How can one hope of complete recovery? Can you say you are fully recovered? No. Similarly, the ego, if you have got a trace of ego, little bit of ego, then he said, Tadvat ahantapi yogino muktai. Such is the effect of ego for yogi mukti. If a yogi who is striving for mukti, he says, no, I have got only 1% of ego, 99% I have cleared. Can he enjoy mukti? Can he enjoy liberation? No, you can't. So see how beautiful example Shankaracharya is giving. Rahu, snake, and then he said poison. These examples are still valid after 1300 years. People understand these things. Then what is to be done? Aham atyanta nibritya, complete cessation of ego. Aham atyant, fully, nibritya, cessation. Then what you will get? Bindate tattvam, you will attain that tattva. You will attain Sachidanand. You will attain that Brahman. And when you completely destroy this aham, tatkrit nana vikalpa sangritya, and destroy other things created by ego. What are the other things? Kul, nam, gotra, ashram, and all these things we were already discussed. When ego comes, then the ego of kul, nam, yes, gotra, ashram, all these things will come. So they all are to be destroyed. How? Pratyak tatva vivekat. You have to do the vivek. Pratyak means the inner self. So you have to do the vivek of inner self. What is that inner self? Is Atma. What is that vivek? Atma and Anatma. Have we done it? Yes, we have already done it. Panchakos vivek, we have already done it. And Shankaracharya has proved that all these five kosas are not Atma. That we have already done. Panchakosa vivek. Atma. Then, idam aham asmi iti. Then you come to realize. When you do the vivek of an Atma and Atma, if you remove all the five kosas, then what will remain? Is the Suddham only. Suddham will remain. And who is this Suddham? Aham asmi. I am that Suddham. When you realize this way, bindate tattvam, then you attain that tattva. Now, verse number 305, we started, we discussed only one line. We'll chant once more.
Ahankare kartari,
ahankare kartari,
ahamiti matim muncha sahasa,
ahamiti matim muncha sahasa,
vikaratmanyatma, pratiphala jushi swasthiti mushi, yadadhyasat prapta, janimriti jara dukha bahula, pratichaschin murtehe, tava sukhatano samsritiriyam, ahankare kartari, ahamiti matim muncha sahasa, vikaratmanyatma, pratiphala jushi swasthiti mushi, yadadhyasat prapta, janimriti jara dukha bahula, pratichaschin murtehe, तव सुखतनो संस्रितिरियम्।
अहंकारे कर्तरी अहमिति मति, आई एम दिस ईगो और आई एम दिस डूअर। अहंकारे अहमिति कर्तरी अहमिति मति, मति मीन्स नोशन, माई अंडरस्टैंडिंग। सो व्हाट इज आवर अंडरस्टैंडिंग? आवर अंडरस्टैंडिंग आई एम दिस अहंकार, आई एम डूअर, दिस इज आवर अंडरस्टैंडिंग। मुंच सहसा, मुंच यू रिनाउंस, गिव इट अप, डिस्ट्रॉय, दिस इज रॉन्ग अंडरस्टैंडिंग। हाउ इट इज टू बी डन? नॉट ए फाइव ईयर प्लान, सहसा इमीडिएटली नाउ। शंकराचार्य इंस्ट्रक्शंस आर वेरी वेरी क्लियर। मुंच रिनाउंस इट, व्हाट टू रिनाउंस? अहमति, योर अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट आई एम दिस बॉडी, आई एम डूअर, दिस इज टू बी रिनाउंस सहसा इमीडिएटली। वाई ईगो शुड बी गिवन अप? इन द सेकेंड लाइन ही से विकार आत्मनि आत्म परिपल जुसी स्वस्थिति मुसी। विकार आत्मनि, विकार में, विकार मीन्स मॉडिफाइंग, इट इज मॉडिफाइंग, दिस ईगो इज कंटिन्यूअसली मॉडिफाइंग, इट इज चेंजिंग, समटाइम इट इज देयर, समटाइम इट इज नॉट देयर। इन डीप स्लीप वी डोंट फाइंड ईगो, एंड ड्यूरिंग द डे वी चेंजेज, आवर ईगो चेंजेज। नाउ आई एम पेरेंट, फादर और मदर। वेन आई गो टू ऑफिस आई बिकम ऑफिसर, वेन आई गो टू प्ले टेनिस आई बिकम प्लेयर। सी द ईगो इज चेंजिंग, कंटिन्यूअसली चेंजिंग, एंड दिस ईगो इज नॉट देयर इन डीप स्लीप। Therefore, vikari atmana, it is changing continuously. Like we have got dharmatma, dharmatma means full of righteousness, papatma, full of evil thoughts. Similarly, vikari atma means full of vikar, full of modification, full of changes. Same way, this ego is vikari atma. It is not permanent. So why you want to get associated with this impermanent thing, which is vikari, which is changing? Atma pratifal jusi, jusi means lit, jusi means lit. It is lit by whom? Atma. How it is lit by atma? Pratifal, as a reflection. So this ego is lit by the reflection of consciousness. आत्मफल जुसी, और इन अदर वे यू कैन से इट कैप्चर्स रिफ्लेक्शन ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस। रिफ्लेक्शन ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस इज कैप्चर्ड इन आवर सटल बॉडी, इन आवर अंतःकरण, इन आवर माइंड, बट हियर से इट कैप्चर्स दैट। ओके, देन व्हाट हैपन? स्वस्थिति मुसी, मुसी मीन्स इट डाइवर्स, diverse from where? Swasthiti. What is my swasthiti? I am Brahman. I am Satchidanand. But now this ego has said, no, 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 you are not this. You are something else. Musi, it diverts. It diverts me from my own sthiti. What is swasthiti? Swasthiti, that I am Atman, I am Satchidanand, I am Brahman. But this ego is saying, no, 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 no. You are not that Satchidanand. You are different from this. Pratifal jusi, it is reflected self. It is not real. Like we see the sun which is reflected in the pond, is the reflected sun. That is not real. That is not the glory of the sun. The glory of the sun is the up in the high in the sky. Pratibimba is not bimba. Reflected sun is not real sun. That we have to understand. And we have already seen Chichaya Vesato Buddho Bhanam Dhistu Didasita Eka Ahankriti Anya Syat Antah Karna Rupini. Chichaya. Same thing, reflected consciousness. Chichaya or Chit Pratibimba. So what happened? Avesato, on account of entering where? In Buddho. Buddhi, in Buddhi. So reflection of consciousness happens in Buddhi. Then what comes? Bhanam dhistu didasita. Then the awareness comes. Buddhi is inert. All thoughts are inert. But when the reflection of consciousness comes in buddhi, what happens? The awareness comes. And how is the awareness? Dvidha, two types of awareness. Eka ahankriti, one is the ego, and other is antahkara rupani. Antahkara rupani means, next is man, buddhi, and chitta, memory. Ahankar is separate. Have you heard this verse earlier? Nobody is nodding. I am seeing all of you. Nobody is nodding, except one person has said, yes, he remembers. Yes, this is from Drigdrishya Vivek. You have studied. So it is sahas sambandha. When I say I am, it indicates I am living. So finite living is ego. In that reflection of self, give up ahammati. Give up ahammati. You are not pratibimba, you are bimba. You are not reflected sun. You are that glorious sun. We are not this ego. We are that Satchidananda. So don't identify with the ego. Okay. So the ego diverts our attention from our true nature, that is Satchidananda. I forget that I am Satchidananda. Now I have forgotten. And ego poses as real. Ego question, who is Satchidananda? See how powerful this ego is. How powerful is it? Now ego question, who is this Satchidananda? I am real. Meri baat karo. Oh, it covers real self in such a way that we can't feel its presence. Abidance in self is not achieved because of ego. So ego is an obstacle. Ego says, I am real. It makes us extrovert. It makes us extrovert. And loots away all our ananda of Satchidananda. Like suppose a one evening, one stranger come to your house. Stranger, you have not seen him before. Rings the bell, you open the door and he starts talking to you that he has come from Seattle and your uncle is staying there. He has got two sons. His name is this and this. They are married, settled, working here and there. I am their friend and I was passing through Chicago. I thought I will come and meet you and stay overnight here. And tomorrow morning I will again go to my destination. You believe him. You allow him. Okay. You can stay. But you see, I can't give you company. I have got a party to attend. You know, I am going to attend a party. We have got some marriage function, so I have to go. So you stay. This is your room, this bedroom, you stay. And you go. And when you come back, you find the stranger is not there and most of the valuables are also gone. He has taken away. Ego is like that stranger. Ego is like that stranger. So Raman Maharshi says in Sat Darshan, the ego is like a pisach, a ghost, evil spirit. It diverts one from the abiding in self. So Shankaracharya is condemning this ego. Then he says, yat adhyasat prapta jani mriti jara dukkha bahula. Yat means which? Adhyasat. Due to superimposition. Adhyasat. Prapta. Reached. Kahan se mila bhai aapko this ego? Where from you got? Adhyas. We got it from the adhyas. Superimposition. Prapta. And then jani mriti jara dukkha bahula. And we reach to jani, birth. Then mriti, death. Jara, old age. Dukkha bahula. And lot of sorrows. Whole life we are sorrowful. Who is giving? Because of this ego we are getting all this thing. So identifying with this sense, you have reached the relative existence full of miseries of birth, decay, and death. If you remember how this ego has come? Because of identification with the gross body and subtle body. Remember always this. Because of the identification with the gross body and subtle body, this has come. If gross body and subtle body is not there, ego is not there. In the deep sleep, we are not aware of gross body and subtle body, therefore we don't experience ego. We don't experience ego at that time in deep sleep. Okay, so because of this identification with gross body and subtle body, we have fallen to jani, mriti, jara, and many other types of sorrows. So why this adhyas has happened? Next question comes, why this adhyas has happened? It is because of ignorance. It is because of ignorance, agyan. Next question, who created agyan? Who created agyan? So in Bhagavad, Brahma ji has clearly stated that I have created agyan. Just for your knowledge, who created agyan? Brahma ji said, I created agyan. And that agyan is of five types. So I am not going to discuss it now. Okay. So can you come out of it? From the agyan? Yes, sure. Agyan can be removed by gyan. Where will I get gyan? Gyan you will get in Sravan Kal. Where can I do Sravan? Now you all know. The best school in the world for Vedanta is Chinmay Mission. Best school for Vedanta in world is Chinmay Mission. So you have to come to Chinmay Mission for Sravan. And agyan will go away only by Sravan. Okay. Shankaracharya, can you tell me something about my real nature? Who am I? Praticha chunmurte tava suktano sansritiyam. Praticha, for the inner self, it is in a sense chinmurti, essence of knowledge, tava for you, suktano, embodiment of bliss, sansriti, sansar, iyam, this. Although you are the witness, the essence of chinmurti, bliss, absolute. Praticha means inner self. Praticha means inner self. And how is that? Chinmurti. So if any one of you are Ramamurti or Krishnamurti, that is wrong title. We all are Chinmurti. I don't know whether I haven't heard any title like Chinmurti. Ramamurti, Krishnamurti I've heard. But here Shankaracharya is saying that we all are Chinmurti. Chinmurti. We are all consciousness. Sukhtano. Sukhtano means Sukhsarup. Sukhsarup. Bliss is my nature. It is not of the gross body and subtle body, outer layer. They are inert. That Sukh does not belong to gross body or subtle body or causal body. They are all inert. And because of this superimposition, sansriti or transmigration is happening. We are permanent existence. Because of this identification, we have come to relative existence. Relative existence. And Jibhav has come, and Jibhav goes into many births. After that, transmigration starts. So the punch line in this verse is Sahasa Muncha. Sahasa Munch, immediately renounce. Sahasa. Not Minch. Many of us, we think even now, oh, abhi thoda time hai. We can start our Sravan even later. Abhi time nahi hua hai. Okay, let us see what Gurudev says. I am the doer, I am the experiencer, both the expression of the ego, ahankar. This constant feeling, I am the ego, has to be dropped immediately. Immediately. Sasa. This ahankar consists only of the various thought disturbances, manovrittis. Manovrittis, we have already seen in Upadesar, Raman Maharshi has said, what is mind? Gurudev defined, what is mind? Mind is full of thoughts. Thoughts means vritti. And how many types of vritti are there? Only two types. One is idam vritti, another is aham vritti. So, whole mind is only vritti only. When the light of consciousness illumines the thought waves, you become conscious of the thoughts. All thoughts, aham vritti and idam vritti, are inert only. But when the reflected consciousness illumines them, then we come to know about our thoughts. Those conscious thoughts bundles in their totality constitute the ego. The ego is the consciousness reflected in the thoughts, chidabhas, or chit pratibhimba you can say, or chit chaya also we can use that word. Therefore, when the thoughts cease, the ego also comes to end. This is our experience. Therefore, when the thoughts cease, the ego comes to an end. In deep sleep, there are no thoughts, there is no ego also. Because of this identification with the thoughts and the consequent ego sense, one has to chance to experience the infinite beatitude. Even for a moment, the infinite beatitude, Chinmurti, is your own nature. Yet, you are not able to recognize it. You are an embodiment of this bliss form. Sukh tano we are, but we all are dukkha rupasi. See our position. Shankaracharya is saying you are sukh tano, embodiment of bliss. But we all experience only dukkha and dukkha only. All this confusion arose from the mind's projections. This is mind's projection. What are the projections? All the vrittis are projection of the mind. Aham vritti is projection of mind. Idam vritti is also projection of mind. When you assert that you are the mind, all the imperfections of the mind become your imperfections. Once you identify with the mind, then all the vrittis becomes your. If the dukhrup vritti comes, then we say we are dukhi, we are sorrowful. Identified. Birth, death, old age, etc., and sorrows of the endless varieties come to you. This is called sansar. I, identified with the ego, gets blinded and hence has no experience of the self, which is of the form of light of consciousness, Chinmurti. I, identified with my physical body and attitude of my mind, superimpose upon myself various sorrows and imperfections such as birth, growth, decay, disease, death, and then due to them suffer endlessly. This is called miserable life, sansriti, which is lot of all. You are not this. You are that infinite consciousness. Come to apprehend it yourself. So the Upanishad thunders forth. So Upanishad tells us, oh, you are not this miserable person. Who are you? Sukh tano. You are bliss, embodiment of bliss only. Next.
Yadaika rupa sachidatmano vibhoho. Sadaika rupa sachidatmano vibhoho. Ananda murtir anavadya kirtehe. Ananda murtir anavadya kirtehe. नैवान्यथा क्वा क्वाप्य विकारिणस्ते नैवान्यथा क्वाप्य विकारिणस्ते विनाहमध्या सममुष्य संस्मृतिः विनाहमध्या सममुष्य संस्मृतिः सदैकरूपा सचिदात्मनो विभोः आनन्दमूर्तेरनवद्य कीर्तेः नैवान्यथा क्वाप्य विकारिणस्ते विनाहमध्या सममुष्य संस्मृतिः
सदैक रूपस्य चिदात्मन विभो. व्हाट इज अवर नेचर? हि सेज सदैक रूपस्य, हु आर इटर्नली सेम. सदा एक रूप, इज नॉट मॉडिफाइंग. आत्मा इज नॉट मॉडिफाइंग और चेंजिंग. It is sada ek rup, always same, eternally. Chidatmana. Chidatmana means knowledge absolute. Knowledge absolute. Vibho, omnipresent. We are thinking we are only limited or staying only here. No, you are Vibho. Anandamurti, another word. Earlier he said you are Chinmurti, now he's saying you are Anandamurti. You are the embodiment of bliss. Bliss absolute. Anavadya kirti of unsullied glory. Unsullied glory. Naiva anyatha kvapi avikarinate. Naiva never anyatha otherwise. Naiva anyatha. Kvapi in the list avikarani for the immutable te for you. So our nature is what? Ek roop. Always one. Same. Chidatman. All pervading. Bliss absolute. Unsullied glory and avikari. Bina aham adhyasam amusya smriti. Bina, without aham adhyasam, identification with ego, amusya to this sanskriti, transmigration. Without adhyas, sanskriti cannot happen. When we identify, when we superimpose, then only the sanskriti transmigration will happen. Otherwise, it will not happen. So without adhyas of the ego, there can never be janma, maran, jara, etc. These are the effect of adhyas, superimposition. Adhyas means superimposition. Effect of superimposition, birth, death, old age, sorrows, and everything will come. So long the adhyas is there, these things will continue. So long the adhyas, the superimposition is there, janma, maran, jara and dukkha will continue. So ignorance of self is experienced as jiva, and jiva goes from one yoni to another yoni. Jiva goes from one yoni to another yoni. Shankaracharya says, you are that atma. All agitations are because of this ego. Remove this ego and cover and discover our true nature. What is our true nature? True nature is sada ek rup, chidatmana, vibho, anandamurti, anavadya kirti. These are all our nature. So after study of Vivek Chudamani or Vedanta, don't say I am miserable. We are miserable because of ego. And Shankaracharya is saying that what we have to do? Sahasamuncha! Renounce this ego immediately. If you renounce the ego immediately, what will happen? Jara, mriti, and jani, birth, death, and old age, and dukkha, sorrows, everything will end. Everything will end. It is only because of the identification with the gross body and subtle body this is happening. Okay. Gurudev says, for transmigration, repeated birth, death, there is no other cause than the ego sense. Ego is the cause for our birth, death and transmigration. Your essential nature is consciousness. Bliss is your birthright. Yours is untarnished glory. You are the one at all times without any modification. There is no reason why you should stupidly suffer so much and so continuously. See? Only Gurudev can write like this. Shankara is advising the disciples here, you are that. You are that means you are that Suktano. You are that Satchidananda. You are embodiment of bliss. Why are you crying? You are suffering because of your own agitations. The agitations are caused by the ego in you. In the gross and subtle projections, the idea, I am this. Thinking that I am this body, I am this subtle body, I am this gross body, is ego. It's the only cause that makes you suffer. Hence, give up this tragic and ruinous ego sense. What is to be done next is advised in the following words. Kya karna hoga? Same thing. What he is saying again and again, he will tell us the same thing. Okay.
Tasmadahankaramimam swashatrum. Tasmadahankaramimam swashatrum. Bhoktur gale kantakavat pratitam. Bhoktur gale kantakavat pratitam. Vichidda vijnana mahasinasputam. Vichidda vijnana mahasinasputam. Bhungshvatma samrajya sukham yatheshtam. Bhungshvatma samrajya sukham yatheshtam. Tasmadahankaramimam swashatrum. Bhoktur gale kantakavat pratitam. Vichidda vijnana mahasinasputam. Bhungshvatma samrajya sukham yatheshtam.
So he says, what is to be done? Tasmat, therefore. He is saying the cause of all our suffering is ego. Therefore, ahankaram imam swasatrum. It's my enemy. Who is my enemy? Ahankar, ego. Ahankaram, ego sense. Imam, this, which you can perceive. Aham vritti, which we perceive. Is swasatrum my enemy? Acha. Why it is enemy? Because it is bringing sansar to me. Sansar means sansriti. Janma, mriti, jara, dukkha, bahula. Who is bringing? Ego is bringing. To whom? To that Sachidananda. See? We are all Sachidananda. We are Brahman. And this paji ego has made us from infinite to finite. And we are going from birth to birth. Okay. So what we have to do? We have to destroy our Satru. Ye to enemy hai hamara. Kya karna hai? And how, what is happening with this enemy? Bhoktu gale kantakvat pratitam. Bhoktu gale, somebody is enjoying bhoktu. Of the enjoyer, gale in the throat. Kantakvat, a thorn. Pratitam appears. So this ego appears as if like a thorn in the neck of an enjoyer. Enjoyer. So earlier he has given example of Rahu. Ego is Rahu. Ego is snake. Then he said ego is like a poison. In your body even a little bit of poison will not keep you healthy. Now he's saying this ego is a thorn in your neck. So when the thorn is there in your neck, will you be able to enjoy your food? You can't enjoy. Can't enjoy. So ahankar is like a thorn. Sometimes what happens when we are having our bhojan? A little bit something is stuck somewhere, and then we start coughing. We want to engulf it or take a glass of water, thoda dinkar, and chala jo bhitar jao. It's giving problem. Sumptuous food is there. Rasagulla, peda, and laddus is all sitting in front of me. I can't enjoy. Why? Thorn. So this ego is a thorn there. So how to kill Satru? Ye bhi batao. If Shankaracharya, you are telling that this ego is an enemy, theek hai, I accept your statement. But tell me, how to destroy this enemy? He said, vichidya vijnana mahasinasputam. Vichidya, this word has come earlier also. Vichidya, having destroyed, vijnana mahasina, with the great sword of realization. This word also has come earlier. Vijnana, gyan, vijnana, aparochanubhuti. Mahasina. Mahasina is the sword. Mahasina sword. Acha, you should note one thing again and again. For killing the Satru, there is only one method. What is that? Vigyan. What is vigyan? Aparochanubhuti. How the aparochanubhuti will happen? It should be preceded by Shravan, Manan, Nididhyasan, then Samadhi will come. When you reach the Nirvikal Samadhi, then it is your aparochanubhuti. So again and again he is saying, Vigyan Mahasina. So Vigyan Mahasina, how will happen? Ab sidham dhyan mein baith jayenge. Without studying Shravan Manan. You may be successful in your attempt in dhyan, but you will come back again as a jeev. You will not come back as a Brahman. Ignorance still will be there because ignorance is destroyed in Shravan Kal. I have repeated this statement many times. Don't forget, ignorance will be removed only in Shravan Kal, not in Nididhyasan. Not in Nididhyasan. Agyan will be removed only in Shravan Kal. Scripture says so. Not Pathan. Apne aap padhenge nahi hoga. You have to listen Shravan Kal. Then after that you do Manan reflection. Then sit for Nididhyasan, sit for Dhyan and reach to Nirvikalp Samadhi. Then Agyan will be over. So therefore, with the great sword of realization, destroy this ego. So this knowledge should be born out of the analysis of five kosa, pancha kosa vivek. Remember, pancha kosa vivek, Shankaracharya has already done previously. One by one he has taken up, annamaya kosa is not atma, pranamaya is not atma, Manomaya is not Atma, Vijnanamaya is not Atma, Anandamaya course is also not Atma. Each course he has taken up and he has proved why it is not Atma. Based on that knowledge, you have to proceed further. Okay, so Vijnan is not theoretical knowledge, it is Aparoksha Anubhuti. Then what will happen if you are able to destroy this agyan, destroy this ego. Then he says, then, bhunkswa, enjoy. After you destroy it, then you spread that, enjoy. Enjoy what? Atma samrajyam sukham yateshtam. Bliss of your own empire, yateshtam, freely. No more obstructions. If you can remove your swasatru, your own satru, who is your satru? Ego is satru. If ego is removed, then after that, bhunksa, enjoy. Enjoy what? Atma samrajyam sukham, bliss of your own empire. Yatheshtam, freely. Freely. No obstacle, no obstruction. So long satru ego is there, you can't enjoy. Kill ego, enjoy bliss of your own kingdom, atma samrajya. So ego is satru. Ego is kantak, a thorn. Ego is kantak. It's not allowing us to enjoy that Atma Samrajya. Oh, then what is to be done? Don't give khana pina or nourish ego. Even a little bit of ego will give you lot of trouble. Don't encourage this ego. Don't nourish ego. Little bit ego will give you lot of problem. Okay, what is the problem? You miss the high state. You will not be able to enjoy Atma Sukham. Atma Samrajya Sukham you cannot enjoy. Gurudev says, the teacher is now suggesting a simple throat operation. Very simple throat operation is to be done. What is this? If a thorn is sticking in the throat, one cannot appreciate any food which otherwise one could have enjoyed. The ego is like a thorn in the throat of an eater. Hunger is there. Food is also ready. But the hungry one cannot eat because the painful thorn is in the throat. Hunger is there. Food is also there. And the kantak thorn is also there. So you can't enjoy. Similarly, the bliss of infinitude is everywhere present. It is already with us. It is outside also. It is everywhere. Satchidananda is everywhere. We fail to enjoy it simply because of the ego sense in us. To remove this ego, an operation has to be done. This surgery can be done with the instrument of experience of reality alone. Underline that word. We don't have any other choice. Only one method. Operation ka ek hi method hai. What is that method? Experience of reality. Aparocha anubhuti preceded by Sravan and Manan. That is the method to remove this ego. Once this sense of ego is removed, we are at liberty to enjoy. Enjoy what? The empire of the self. As we like. All we have to do is to remove this little ego. Gurudev said this is a little ego. The misconception that I am this body. And what is this body? A bundle of filth. See our understanding. We all say, who are you? I am this gross body. I am this subtle body. What is this gross body? It's a bundle of filth only. At this moment in all our experience of life, this thorn sticks in our throat and makes it difficult for us to enjoy the bliss of Atman. Atma Samrajya Sukh, which is already with us, we are not able to enjoy because of this ego. Therefore, all our enjoyable experiences reach us as a sorrowful ones only. We are always dukhi and dukhi only. Then, next.
Tato hamadir vinivarte vrittim. Tato hamadir vinivarte vrittim. Santyakta raga paramartha labhat. Santyakta raga paramartha labhat. Tushnim samast. Tusmin samaswatma sukhanubhutya. Tusmin samaswatma sukhanubhutya. Purnatmana brahmani nirvikalpa. Purnatmana brahmani nirvikalpa. Tato hamadir vinivarta vrittim. Santyakta raga paramartha labhat. Tushnim samaswatma sukhanubhutya. Purnatmana brahmani nirvikalpah.
Tataha, thereafter, ahamade vinivritya vrittim. Ahamade of the ego, etc. Vinivritya vrittim. Vinivritya means checking. Vritti means activities. Checking the activities of ego. Check ego and its projection. Vinivritya, nivritya, withdraw. Vinivritya, vishesh rupena, nivritya. Nivritya means withdraw. They withdraw from the activities of ego. Direct mind away from the proximity to ahankar. Try to withdraw from the ahankar. So this is sadhana number one. Sadhana number one, Shankaracharya ji saying that vinivritta vrittim ahamade. Withdraw from ego. Check the activities of ego. Sadhana number two. Santyakta raga paramartha labha. Santyakta raga. Renounce all attachments. Renounce all attachments. What is the first attachment? To our gross body. Dehoham. Why Dehoham has come? Because of Ajnan. What is Ajnan? Not knowing our own true nature is Ajnan. Dehoham. Renouncing all attachment, paramartha labha, through the experience of supreme reality. Paramartha labha, through the experience of supreme reality. So what we have to do? Attach to higher. Gain the experience of higher. By experiencing higher, give up attachment. Withdraw from the activities of ego. So both will happen simultaneously. Both will happen simultaneously. The moment you get to the higher, the ego and its activity, the attachments all will go away. Automatically all will go away. Okay. So give up attachment and give up egocentric desires. Tusnim samasva atma sukhanubhutya tusnim sirin samasva be atma sukhanubhutya through the enjoyment of bliss of self. Through the enjoyment of the bliss of self and remain serene in Brahman. After reaching there, you don't have to do anything else. Nothing to be done. You stay there in that state. Tusnim samavasa. Sit quietly. What you do when you sit quietly? Enjoy the bliss of Atma. That is Purnatma. Khatam. You become Krita Kritya. Jo karna tha kar diya. Nothing more is to be done in this life. Ho gaya. When we have reached there, then we become accomplished. What is to be accomplished in this life is accomplished. Purnatmana brahmani nirvikalpaha. Purnatmana as infinite self. Brahmani in Brahman. Nirvikalpa, free of duality. Free of duality. So be free from duality through the enjoyment of bliss. Both things you do together. Both things is to be done together. Achha. Gurudev says, it is right in this verse that all the thoughts connected with the ahankar are to be given up. All the thoughts. Remember, all the thoughts connected with ahambritti are idambritti. So first idambritti all to be given. Given up. The vanity of race, caste, creed, learning status in life, ahambritti with all its roots, its subsidiaries, that also is to be given. Kula, gotra, nama, rupa, ashram. These five words has come earlier. Shankaracharya has mentioned. All are connected with the ego sense. Renounce all desires and gain the supreme goal. Renounce all the desires and gain. That should remind you the sthita pragya lakshan prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. Same thing. You have to renounce 100% of desires. Renounce all desires and gain the supreme goal. The price to be paid for the experience of reality is the total renunciation of the entire range of all desires. Total renunciations of all desires. Having given up the desires, keep quiet. Bas. Keep quiet. Not physically, the mind and intellect are to be quietened. If the mind and intellect blabber, it is only because of the ego and egocentric desires. The mind blabbers because of your egocentric desires. Desires come. You start planning. When the ego and ego-based thoughts have been withdrawn, the desires end. When there is no ahambritti and there is no desire, so naturally there is no idambritti also. When the desires are no more throttling the mind, it becomes quiet. The thoughtless mind itself is Brahman. Underline that. Thoughtless mind is Brahman. So in mind itself, there are two things. Thoughts are there and reflected consciousness or Brahman is there. Consciousness is there. Chin Murti is there. Anand Murti is there. So Chin Murti is illuminating my thoughts. Pratibodha Viditam. In each thought he is illuminating, it is there. When this is not there, Ahambritti is not there, Idambritti is not there, what is there? It is the illuminator is still there. That is Brahman. That is Chin Murti. That is Chin Murti. So how can we put in our formula? Consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. What is mind? In mind there are two things. One is the consciousness which illumines thoughts. And in the mind thoughts are there. So therefore we can write formula. Consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. Then little bit of algebra. Mind minus thought is equal to consciousness. Mind minus thought is equal to consciousness. Same thing, Gurudev has said, the thoughtless mind itself is Brahman. This is the experience of the Supreme Truth. This is the gaining of Supreme Self. Thereafter, the mind and intellect will have no more desires to be fulfilled through selfish action. The sadhak reaches the state of quietitude. Tusni Bhava. There, he experiences infinitude, which is his own nature divine. Come to realize this quietitude. Why does Shankara repeat his advice and instruction? He himself answers in the following. Why is he repeating again and again? That we'll see in our next class. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah Hari Om.
Hope everybody is fine. Hari Om, we are enjoying quietitude.
That is what he is saying.
Chalo, okay.
Hari Om, everybody.